Jay, we were talking to a rookie here about the rivalry. He doesn't really know it. I think Coach McCarthy is worried about the game plan first, and then maybe he'll say something about the Bears and Packers. Does the rivalry grow on you as a player when you're in this competition?
Yeah, I think so. When I first came to Chicago from Denver, you know, I knew about it just from growing up in the area. But, you know, the more you're in it, you know, the more times you play it, you know, some of the guys have been on the team for a while, it definitely does grow on you.
Is it important to the game? I mean, you've got so many new faces on this roster, but is there an essence to that before you kick Sunday?
I mean, there is and there isn't. You know, there's going to be a lot of build-up throughout the week, you know, media-wise. But at the end of the day, like you said, we got so many new faces, and we got guys trying to learn the offense and guys trying to learn the defense that, you know, some of that is going to get taken away the closer we get to game time.
Has Coach Fox been able to create a different culture? He talked about that, about creating a culture.
Yeah, I think with the first time you walk through the doors and he talked to his team, you know, you can just sense that with him. There's different energy about him. He's got a winning philosophy. He's done it in the past, and he's brought it here to Chicago. So guys bought in with him immediately, and, you know, we've tried to improve on that each and every day.
So how's this transition gone for you, playbook-wise, you know, taking their coaching-wise and all that?
It's good. It's good. You know, I've known some of these offensive coaches for a while, so that connection was made pretty quickly. As far as the offense, some of the stuff I've done in the past, some of it's new to me, but I think Adam does a great job of giving quarterback answers and making sure that we're in a good position and not putting us, you know, trying to limit as many bad positions as possible throughout a game.
Jay, do you think, you know, you've been through a lot down there. We don't cover you every day. You've been through a lot down there. Do you think that this staff and Adam and the offense and everything else puts you in position to maybe be as good as you expect yourself to be week in and week out?
You know, I try not to look forward to the future, and I try not to look into some of those things. At this point right now, you know, working with Adam and Dal, our quarterback coach, and we're just trying to do everything possible to get ready for this game and making sure that we have a good practice today, and then, you know, we'll watch the film and we'll move on to Thursday. And as long as we're doing that, all that other stuff will take care of itself.
Jay, Mike said today that just watching you in the preseason, he's noticed better mechanics from you and expects improvement. Is that an area specifically you think that you have improved, and how have you gone about doing that?
you know, Dal, the quarterback coach who came from Cleveland, he's made an emphasis of it, and, you know, we've drilled that a lot. You know, I think this system kind of takes care of that stuff as well, you know, with our reads and our progressions and how we run things. It cleans up a lot of things for you.
Jay, you've been through coaching changes, plenty of coaching changes and systems. As you look going into your first game, how do you feel about the team compared to maybe some other years when, you know, you had a new coach and you're heading into the first game?
Well, I think everyone across the league is positive about the first game. Everyone likes their offense. Everyone likes their defense. Everyone likes their coaching staff. You know, and then it evolves from that point on. You know, we feel good, just like I know Green Bay feels good about their team. It's just a matter of us going out there and executing our plays offensively and defensively and special teams and putting it all together.
Both individually as a team, what do you think's gone wrong for you guys against the Packers?
Not really getting into that. You know, some of that's, well, all that stuff's in the past. At this point right now, we're concentrating on the game Sunday, and we're worried about that one.
Just as the competitor that you are, how much do your struggles in this rivalry in the past gnaw at you at all?
I mean, it goes back to the last question. Those things, we can't worry about those things. They're in the rearview mirror. So at this point right now, we're just worried about this game Sunday and trying to get better each day.
How important is it going forward? Is it to change the momentum of this rivalry and to gain back some momentum on your guys' side?
This counts as one game. So after this game, we'll move on to the next one. We know it's important. We want to get off to a very good start, as well as Green Bay does. But no matter what happens, you know, we're going to move on to the next one, and we're going to keep going like that throughout the season.
Jay, how would you describe the process of trying to build chemistry with some of the receivers, given all the injuries you guys have had at that position?
You know, I've worked with Eddie before, and I've worked with Alshon obviously a lot, and Marquise. He's been here, it'd be his third year, so it's been, it hasn't been that bad, you know, with some of the injuries we've had. I've actually got an opportunity to work with some of the younger guys and get them in. They've got some real game experience, so I think it's been valuable for them, moving throughout the year, because each and every year people go down, and, you know, the more experience you have with other guys, the better.
You know, speaking of chemistry with your receivers, what works with you and Martellus besides the fact that he's just really big?
That's one of the key factors. He's just a monster. I mean, he's a big dude. You know, he's a hard cover, whether it's a linebacker. If it's a linebacker, he's probably going to run past you. If it's a DB, he's just so much bigger than everybody. You just kind of throw it up, and, you know, you're going to get a PI, or he's going to come down with it. So, and he's a really smart football player. He knows the X and O's. He knows where the soft spots are. He does a lot of studying on his own, and he wants to be better than he is right now, which is a good thing for us because he's really, really good at this point.
Jay, you mentioned a couple times now about putting the past behind you or things in the rearview mirror. Is that something that you've gotten better at doing this year, at putting stuff behind you, or do you think you've always been okay at that? I mean, again, from afar, it looks like you've dealt with a lot down there. I don't know how that process would go. What's that process like?
Like you said, it's a process. As you get a little bit older and as you go through it, you probably get better at it. You know, at this point now, in my career, I mean, we can't change anything that's happened the past 6 years. Just it's not possible. So, with Coach Fox and the new group of guys we have here, they're exciting to work with. There's a really good energy here. We just have to buy in as a team and keep trying to get better. And whatever happens, will happen.
Did that happen a little bit in the off season for you as you dealt with people wondering about your future?
That stuff doesn't really bother me. I mean, no one really knows exactly what happens inside the doors here. There's going to be a lot of different perceptions and a lot of different rumors. So that is what it is. We just have to trust what we're being told in here and move on.
Despite the injuries, was the off season enough to feel you're in sync with this core of receivers?
I mean, Eddie's really the only new guy that we have going. I mean, the rest of the guys I've been with, you know, we got a little bit of glimpse with Kevin White early on, but then he got injured. So I've worked with all these guys extensively, and we feel really good about them.
Jay, was working against your defense during training camp decent preparation for what you're going to face on Sunday, given the 3-4 scheme?
There's a lot of different versions of 3-4 out there. I think we run a little bit different version than Green Bay runs, you know, than Denver runs, than, you know, Rex Ryan, those crew runs. So all 3-4s aren't the same. There are some similarities, just like there's some similarities in 4-3 teams. But, you know, Green Bay does a lot of nickel, so they get a lot of forehands down sometimes. So we'll be ready for anything to happen.